रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1-4। सूत उवाच एवं कृष्ण सखा कृष्णो भ्रात्रा राज्ञा विकल्पितः नानाशंकास्पदं रूपं कृष्णविश्लेषकर्षितः सूत उवाच
सूत गोस्वामी सेड
एवं दस कृष्ण सखः
द सेलिब्रेटेड फ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्णा
कृष्णः
अर्जुना
भ्रात्रा
बाय हिज एल्डर ब्रदर
राज्ञा
किंग युधिष्ठिर
विकल्पितः
स्पेक्युलेटेड
नाना
वेरियस
शंका आस्पदम
बेस्ड ऑन मेनी डाउट्स
रूपम
फॉर्म्स
कृष्णा
लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा
विश्लेषा
फीलिंग्स ऑफ सेपरेशन
कर्षिता
became greatly bereaved
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Suta Goswami said, Arjuna, the celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna over and above all Maharaj Yudhishthir's speculative inquiries. Suta Goswami said,
Arjuna,
The celebrated friend of Lord Krishna was grief stricken
because of his strong feeling
of separation
from Krishna
over and above
all Maharaj Yudhishthir's speculative inquiries
purport. Being too much aggrieved, Arjuna practically became choked up, and therefore it was not possible for him to reply properly to the various speculative inquiries of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Take the second one. Shokena shushyad vadana
Hridasarojo hata prabha
विभुम तम एवानुस्मरण नाशक्नोत् प्रतिभाषितुम् Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore, his body lost all luster. Now, remembering the Supreme Lord, he could hardly utter a word in reply.
क्रच्छेन संस्तभ्य शुचः
पाणिनाम्रज्य नेत्रयो परोक्षेण समुन्नद्धा
प्रणयोत्कण्ठकातरः
With great difficulty he checked the tears of grief that smeared his eyes. He was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight, and he increasingly felt affection for him. Sakhyam Maitrim Sohradam Cha
Sakhyam Maitri Sohradya Cha
Sarathya Dishu Samsmaran
Sarathya Dishu Samsmaran
Nripam Agrajam Iti Aha
Nripam Agrajam Iti Aha
Bashpa Gadagadaya Gira
Bashpa Gadagadaya Gira.
Remembering Lord Krishna and his well wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. Purport. The Supreme Living Being is perfect in all relations with his pure devotee. Sri Arjuna is one of the typical pure devotees of the Lord, reciprocating in the fraternal relationship. The Lord's dealing with Arjuna was displays of friendship of the highest perfect order. He was not only a well-wisher of Arjuna, but actually a benefactor. And to make it still more perfect, the Lord tied him into a family relationship by arranging Subhadra's marriage with him. And above all, the Lord agreed to become a chariot driver of Arjuna in order to protect his friend from warfare risks. And the Lord became actually happy when he established the Pandavas to rule over the world. Arjuna remembered all these one after another, and thus he became overwhelmed with such thoughts. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Suta uvacha evam krishna sakha krishno bhratra ragya vikalpita nana sankaspadam rupam krishna vishleshakarshita. Suta Goswami said, Arjuna, the celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna over and above all Maharaja's Yudhishthir's speculative inquiries. Shokena shushyad vadana hrita sarojo hata prabha vibum tam eva nusmaran nashknot pratibhashitum. Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore, his body lost all luster. Now, remembering the Supreme Lord, he could hardly utter a word in reply. Krucena samsthabya shuchaha Pani Nam Raja Netrayo Prokshena Samanadha Pranayaut Kantaya Kataraha. With great difficulty he checked the tears of grief that smeared his eyes. He was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight, and he increasingly felt affection for him. Sakhyam Maitrim Sauhardam Cha Sarathaya Dishu Samsmaran Nripam Agrajam Itiyaha Bashpa Gada Gadaya Gira. Remembering the Lord Krishna and his well wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations, and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. So we see that so far Arjuna did not speak. Maharaj Yudhishthir was going on asking questions, and most of his questions were speculative. You know, he was just trying to figure out what's going on. Why this? And he had his own good reasons for that, you know. He went by the general etiquette, and then he went by, trying to calm down Arjuna, because he could see that Arjuna is very, very disturbed. And now Arjuna is not actually even listening to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Maharaj Yudhishthira is asking, but he sort of put a blinders, shut us down. And he's just remembering Krishna, because he's lost him. Lost his association. You never lose Krishna, but you lose his association sometimes. So he is really, really disturbed. He is not able to hold his tears. His second time this happened to him. The battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna's mouth had dried up. He said, "My mouth is drying, my skin is burning, my body is shivering, the hairs are standing at the end." Like that he said to Krishna at that time. And now, that was a different situation. And this is a different situation. That was happening in front of Krishna, and now this is happening without Krishna. So naturally, he is absolutely not involved in what Yudhishthir is asking. He is at this time remembering all the wonderful things that happened to him. His friendship, his maitrim, sauhridam, sarathya adishu, sakhyam. Sakhyam is again friendship. Maitrim is also friendship. Sarathya adishu, sarathi, he became the sarathi, the chariot driver. So he is remembering some smaran. And then he is, heavily bashpa. Bashpa is heavily breathing. And then gadagadaya, gadagada. We have in one poem, one bhajan, we say this, especially the arati of Gauranitai, Gauranga arati we do in the evening, we call it Sandhya arati, and that this comes. That all the Lord Shiva, Brahma, everybody, when they do the arati of Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their hearts become gadgadaya, overwhelming. So this is a sign of a pure devotee. Arjuna is a pure devotee, although he was a prince, but because Krishna was present and Krishna ultimately certified, during Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that you are a pandita, but you are thinking the other way. And we could see, immediately Arjuna surrendered. What is the qualification of a pure devotee? Has it that he has to go to Himalaya, or he has to be able to speak very clear Sanskrit, remembering so many shlokas, but still drinking his coffee and cigarette and all that? But not, no use. No, that's not a devotee. That's just, trying to show off to the people that you are a great person, or a great orator, or a great Sanskrit pandita. The real devotee is one who surrenders to Krishna. And Arjuna surrendered, he just said, "Tell me, Krishna, what I should do now. I am completely surrendered to you." Of course, Krishna did ask him to surrender, because when Krishna saw that now Arjuna is ready for the final instruction, he just said, "Come on, now forget about everything. Sarva dharma parityajya. Parityajya. Give it up. Sarva dharma, not some dharma." He didn't say, "Okay, now you give up your grahastha ashrama," or he says, "Sarva dharma. Maam ekam sharanam raja. Just take my shelter. Sharanam, shelter. Ekam." So this is one subject matter, which we discuss many times, because most of us, especially we come from India, you know, and we have got so much baggage. In childhood we have been worshipping so many different Devi Devatas. If you go to any of our houses, you know, we'll see that in altar everybody is sitting there, including your grandfather, father, you know, Sai Baba, this, that, you know, everybody. Because we were never told, we are never given this knowledge that who is, to whom you should worship, to whom you should respect, how to worship. Even in the altar, how to put the pictures, you know, different pictures. At what level? Can something be above Krishna? We heard that so many times, you know, Krishna is the greatest. Nobody is equal to or greater than him. But then when treating him, you know, you put him somewhere in the corner, you know, sometime the altars are made in such a horrible place. I visit so many families, you know, I see them, you know, one place we went, they had put it on the wash basin, sink. So all this, when they are washing all their pots and everything, you know, all the dirty water is sprinkled on Krishna. And they are thinking they are great. One place I went, Krishna was in the cupboard, closet. And to see him, you know, you have to remove the saris and all are hanging, and you have to see him, you have to remove the saris and then, you know, see Krishna. In some corner of the bedroom. Recently we went to one huge mansion. Must have been some few millions. And they had a room, big room. They said, this is the God's room. And we said, where is God? So God was under the staircase, you know. There's a small little thing, niche made there, and there they are kept. So we don't even know. So ignorant. And sometimes we know, but we ignore. We said, okay, forget about it. So what? Krishna is everywhere, you know, like that we say. But here we see how you have to follow his instructions. You have to surrender and you have to follow the instructions. That is the meaning of surrender. No more discussion. That's why when we say Guru Maharaj, then we say, even Guru, the same level. So we have to follow his instructions without discrimination. Oh, he is saying like that, my Guru Maharaj is saying that, but let me try it the other way. Then it's not Guru Seva. It's not, you know, following the orders. So, tomorrow we'll hear what Arjuna has to say. Let's stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.